Proclamation number 6467, dated the February 4th, 1956. The truth reveals God's perfection. What you need to know in order to successfully accomplish your mission will always be conveyed to you as soon as you intend to use it for your spiritual work and therefore request it from me. If I give you the task to defend me in my name, to proclaim my teaching of love and to speak of my love for you, then whatever you tell your fellow human beings also has to make this love of mine identifiable. You must always be able to recognize my divine nature, whose attributes are of supreme perfection, and never let doubts arise in you. You should never declare something which causes you to doubt my perfection. Even a seeming contradiction has to be explainable with your knowledge, so that you will always testify to the perfection of my nature when you instruct your fellow human beings. Yet this can only ever be achieved by the truth, whereas every misguided teaching will be a distortion of my being, an image which will not characterize me as a perfect but as an imperfect being. And therefore you humans can already make your own test and unhesitatingly reject as wrong whatever causes you to doubt the perfection of my being, whatever makes my love, my wisdom or my omnipotence appear to be doubtful. I want you to recognize me as your most affectionate Father of Eternity, whose wisdom is unsurpassed and for whom no limitations of power exist. I want this because you can only love a perfect being and because I want to gain your love. Therefore I will always give you humans a true light, and I will throw such light on every misguided teaching so that you can recognize it as misguided, otherwise you would eternally remain in the dark and withhold your love from me because you don't know me. For that reason I transmit the truth to you myself because it is only rarely still to be found on earth. For that reason I choose a way to speak to you myself, since no untruth can ever come forth from my mouth, and because you then need not fear that my word has already become distorted through human will, which can be influenced by my adversary. My direct word from above guarantees you absolute truth, because I want that truth shall be imparted to you and because I am truly able to let my will take effect. And anyone who nevertheless still doubts that I myself transmit my word to you humans should thus test whether the imparted spiritual knowledge reveals a God of love, wisdom and omnipotence, whether it testifies of a supremely perfect being. And you will not find anything therein which could cause you to doubt. But now also compare them to the teachings you so far have heard and upheld as truth, and the God portrayed to you will demonstrate many human failings. He will present himself to you as a punishing, unjust and barely loving God, whom you certainly fear but never will be able to love, who does not appear to you wise and powerful in his imperfection, because the correct explanations can never be given to you since I reserve these for myself, and I distribute the truth where the foundation for it has been established in a person's heart, so that he can hear my word directly. And if you humans believe in a God then you also have to be convinced of his nature's perfection. And this faith, this conviction, is what I want to bestow upon you through my word, so that the truth will make you happy and you then also learn to love me and have the desire to unite with me. Only the pure truth will let this desire arise in you. But I want you to approach me voluntarily. Hence I can only achieve this through the transmission of the truth which will reveal to you my being, which in itself is love, wisdom and omnipotence in absolute perfection. Amen.